9. Attack the issue, not each other. It's normal to have intense feelings about problems in your marriage. However, these feelings need to be directed toward the issue, not toward each other. Some 20 years ago, as a family relations professor, I used a 10-minute training film entitled Handling Marital Conflict. The film depicts two couples, each in the middle of an argument dealing with the very same issue as it affects their marriage. The film illustrates several key principles for effective conflict resolution. The husband and wife, who are intense in expressing their upset feelings toward one another, even to the point of yelling at each other, are nevertheless able to resolve their conflict because they apply so many correct principles of conflict resolution, including apologizing to each other for losing their tempers and for calling each other stupid. On the other hand, the other couple is much more controlled in their expressions of negativity, with no shouting whatsoever, but rather communicating a cold, sarcastic disrespect for each other. This couple fails miserably in working through their issues for the opposite reason the first couple succeeds. Once the latter couple resorts to treating each other with meanness and disrespect, every other aspect of their discussion only serves to reinforce their bitterness toward one another. In confronting problems and dealing with tough stuff, couples do best when they can control their anger and frustration and deal with each other in a relatively calm manner. Perfect self-control, however, is not always necessary. It is essential, however, that both marriage partners maintain at least a minimal level of respect for each other and treat one another with some degree of dignity. It's nearly impossible for spouses to feel respected if their mates resort to name-calling, sarcastic remarks, or other below-the-belt tactics. A destructive habit common with couples is playing the who's right and who's wrong game. Make sure your discussions focus on solving the problem rather than on who's to blame.